We'll be back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We talked about this before, but we're talking about a little different aspect of it. Mark Esper, for 18 months, former defense secretary for Donald Trump, started in August of 2019, and then he resigned. Well, he didn't. He got fired, but basically he stood up to Trump, told him to drop dead, and Mark Esper was fired. And he wrote a book called A Sacred Oath. Sacred Oath, getting a lot of attention. But there are some statements in there I've got to read to you that are extraordinary if made by anyone. But when they're made by the Secretary of Defense, you can argue who is the most important secretary in the sense of position. And very likely it'd be the Secretary of Defense, because our military defense is preeminent. Our Secretary of State's important, but there's a lot of state issues, diplomacy issues, Secretary of State issues and defense. Treasury and Attorney General are too, of course. But Mark Esper is right at the center of this. And here are some statements, flat out statements without embellishment, that he made in this book. Quote, Trump is a national security risk, end quote. Quote, Trump is erratic, an erratic, petulant leader who poses a threat to American interests, end quote. Quote, Trump is an idiosyncratic, unpredictable, and unprincipled commander in chief, end quote. Think about those comments. They're in writing, and they're his former defense secretary. He appointed that defense secretary. That defense secretary met with him frequently. They talked about defense issues and foreign policy issues. And for him to say that he's an unprincipled leader, for him to say all of those things, is absolutely extraordinary. And that leads me to this. Joe Biden just waived executive privilege on 23,000 emails and attachments that are sought by the January 6th committee. And they're going to be produced by May 26th. And the hearings of that committee on whether to refer for criminal prosecution start on June 9th. My question is, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Donald Trump has gone around the country urging the overturning of an election. He gave a speech, ginning up the crowd, urging them to go up and attack the Capitol, said he'd be with them. He didn't go. He was called all afternoon saying, please stop it. And he said to Kevin McCarthy, well, Kevin, apparently they care more about our country than you do. John Eastman, his lawyer, told the legislature in, back then, the legislature in Pennsylvania, gerrymandered Republican, that they should simply throw out absentee ballots in Philadelphia, enough of them, just throw them out. Throw them out in the garbage so that Trump would win. Trump called Raffensperger in Georgia and said, come up with 11,570 votes, or there can be criminal consequences. This is extortion. This is a conspiracy to commit a felony. This is a conspiracy to overturn the election through fraud and criminality and violence. What are they waiting for? When the election comes along in November, I'm thinking we're going to do better than people think, but statistically, the incumbent party loses seats. We could lose the majority. This all gets shut down. All these subpoenas go away. If you had this exact circumstance, but it wasn't high profile people, if this was organized crime or a drug ring, Trump would have been indicted long ago. In conspiracy, if there are acts committed in the conspiracy, and here there are acts all over the place, you can be charged with criminal conspiracy even if somebody else did the act, if you were part of it and part of ginning it up. Here, Trump actually committed the acts. He extorted Raffensperger. He did it. No one else. He didn't have a lawyer get on the phone. His lawyer said, throw out the ballots. Throw them in the garbage. Throw them in the garbage. Giuliani and Mo Brooks and Don Trump Jr. and Trump all lathered up the crowd. He said he'd go with them. They had a gallows up there. That gallows didn't get built that afternoon. You don't build a gallows like that in one afternoon. They met in a hotel beforehand. They met in the White House in December. This is a criminal conspiracy. Merrick Garland could do this even without the January 6th committee. But he's very, very timid. So there's cover if the January 6th committee does it. You know, Benny Thompson's a nice guy. He's the chairman, but he doesn't look super aggressive. If they shilly-shallying around, what is this? Inspector Clouseau, the Pink Panther? There's a dead body, right? He trips over the dead body. And he goes, there seems to be something amiss. See, what does that smell? You know, look, I mean, this is not difficult. There are overt acts up the wazoo around this place. Trump needs to be criminally charged. So do the people that ginned up Eastman, Giuliani, Mo Brooks, Mark Meadows, for conspiracy. And in each of these cases, there have been overt acts, especially on Trump's part. This, I mean, with Richard Nixon, he had his subordinates do it, his chief of staff, his attorney general. Here, Trump made the phone call, the extortion phone call. Good for Biden for not for waiving executive privilege. It's his privilege. Going to the line, CJ of Stoughton, my friend. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Well, Merrick Garland doesn't have a case, and he'd rather sick the FBI and the CIA on parents at school board meetings who are domestic terrorists. The White House is more concerned about symbolism than substance, and that's why, wow, what a shock. Jen Psaki's going to MSNBC, and we're so proud we hired our first black LGBTQ plus news press secretary. Unfortunately, she's anti-Israel, and wow, what a shock. You know, parents are more concerned about their kids being taught reading, writing, and arithmetic than sex education for kindergartners through third grade. Wow, what a shock. Oh, let's see. Now the Hunter Biden do-nothing Harris administration, we're going to watch China invade Taiwan. Oh, what a shock. The Democrats are more concerned about Donald Trump in 2024. Wow, what a shock. Now gas is at $4.41. Wow, what a shock. Oh, my gosh. Now, let's see, what else can this Democrat Socialist Progressive Party screw up in America? Oh, yeah, the border. Let's just open the border. I mean, you guys are a catastrophe, and you're more worried about 2024, and America's crumbling in front of you. Well, you know what? 2022 is coming, and the red wave is going to just try to save America before we watch it get destroyed by your party. Thank God for Joe Manchin, because he's the only one.
I appreciate you calling in. I got to go to a break. I'll tell you what, though. You've gotten new material, and you are presenting it a lot more forcefully than before. So, I like the opposing point of view. You said a mouthful. I've got to respond to some of it. It's not my choice. I've got to go to a break. Anybody who's on the line, stay on the line. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.